С Москвы МКС в канале СГ-2 по радиограмме 6733 сепарация.
СГ-2.
Артём, добрый день. Отработал по шагу 1.1. Собрал схему заправки ЕДВ обеззараживающим раствором и планирую сейчас заправить 1 литр в ЕДВ серийным номером 1486.
Да, добрый день, Олег. Можем приступать к заправке.
Принял. Москвы, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 6733, по шагу 1.2 выполнил в течение 80 секунд заправку обеззараживающим раствором 1 литр примерно.
Отвечаем, СГ-2, принято.
Принял, устанавливаю ЕДВ 1486, подсоединяю к разъему соответствующему ПР-5.2. И разбираю схему до заправки.
Это да, все верно.
Москва МКС, канале МК-2, по радиограмме 6733.
МК-2.
По шагу 2.1, осмотр демонтируемой ЕТВУ серийным номером 1464, выполнил демонтаж емкости, ее осмотр, в ней находится 1,5 литра примерно урины, выполнил фотографирование. И приступаю к шагу 2.2, осмотр ЕДВУ, номер 1473. ЦОП Москвы МКС, в канале СГ-2.
СГ-2.
По шагу 2.2, осмотр ЕДВУ, выполнил осмотр ЕДВУ с номером 1473, в ней не более 20 литров качественной урины, выполнил фотографирование, фотографии отправлю. По шагу 2.3 установка ЕДВУ, выполнил установку, проверку затяжек гаек, подсоединил разъем шланга S3, шланга BE S3, разъем к штуцеру подачи давления и разъем PR4.1 к разъему R3 ЕДВУ. И заглушка на указателе давления присутствует.
Осуществляется 90 минут.
Москвы, как приняли, вас не принимаю. Только услышал 90 минут крайне. Повторите, пожалуйста.
Приступать к шагу 3, включение пульта. Количество порций промывки 25, время инсталляции. Выставляем 90 минут.
Принял, работаю по шагу 3, включение пульта с параметрами дистилляции 90 минут. Количество порций промывки 25. Артём, установил количество порций промывки 25, время дистилляции 90. Четвертый шаг выполняем, промывка контурного время.
Да, четвертый шаг, промывка контурного.
Принял. Выдаю команду пуск на выполнение промывки контурного время.
Ожидаем промывки контурного время.
Артём, с пропаданиями идет связь, ничего не принял.
Ожидаем 2-3 минуты до погасания.
Принял 2-3 минуты до погасания транспаранта. Есть погасание транспаранта напротив надписи «Промывка контура урины».
Принято. Отрабатываем дальше по шагу 5. Тумблер ручной автоматически, в положении автоматически. И выполняем запуск дистилляции.
Принял. Тумблер в автомате. И готов к выполнению пятого шага, запуск циклодистилляции на урине в автоматическом режиме с параметрами порции промывки 25, время дистилляции 90.
Принято, да, можем выдавать пуск.
Принял. 8.26, выдаю пуск на начало дистилляции.
Принято, все, ожидаем выхода на дистилляцию. Соответственно, в случае какой-то нештатки ждем вашего доклада и будем отрабатывать, если что, по колонкам.
Принял. ЦОП Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по сепарации.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Есть запуск режима дистилляции, есть сообщение дистилляция, готов доложить показания датчиков.
Принято, готово принять показания датчиков.
На формате показания имитация датчиков, блок дистилляции, все показания датчиков соответствуют указанным в радиограмме на странице номер 6.
Это?
Блок емкостей также соответствует указанным в радиограмме. И блок вакуумирования, датчик Дамар, соответствует менее 500. Датчик Дакар, есть отличие, фактическое показание в диапазоне 420-4000.
Принято, Олег, спасибо. И просьба тогда еще раз доложить нам датчики через 20 минут.
Принял, через 20 минут выйду с докладом. Ну и хочу небольшой комментарий дать. Вот, обратил внимание, вибрации практически полностью отсутствуют. Система устойчиво, стабильно работает после проведенных предыдущих работ. Так что очень пошло на пользу.
Принято. Здорово, рады слышать. Спасибо вам.
Вам спасибо. Сахарская МКС, канале СГ-2 по сепарации.
Отвечаем СГ-2.
Готов доложить показания датчиков.
Готовы принять.
По блоку дистилляции все в соответствии с указанными показаниями в радиограмме, за исключением датчика DAT. Фактическое показание менее 500.
Не то.
Показания датчиков блока емкостей соответствуют указанным в радиограмме. И показания датчиков блока вакуумирования. Есть отличие. Датчик Дамар. Фактическое показание менее 500. А датчик Дакар соответствует указанными показаниями в радиограмме.
Принято. Спасибо, Олег. Можем оставлять систему работать до заключительных операций. И, соответственно, еще раз вам выдаем рекомендации, что приблизительно после 10:30 по Гринвичу, если у нас будет нештатный остановок системы с кодом ошибки 36, проверено SOS-VN2, отработать по левой колонке радиограммы на странице 5, то есть выполнить перезапуск системы и также оставить ее дальше работать.
Принял. В районе 10:30 проверю работоспособность системы. В случае наличия отказа, связанного с отказом ВН2, кодом ошибки 36, отработаю по правой колонке радиограммы, сброшу отказ и перезапущу дистилляцию.
Все верно, по левой колонке. Ну, соответственно, не обязательно ровно в 10:30, а как вам удобно будет после этого времени. И спасибо вам большое за работу. И хорошего вам дня.
Взаимно. Спасибо за помощь. До свидания.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for awareness. Space Ground 2 is available for USOS use and ICOM is restored. Copy the thumbs up, Mike. Saving is in place per step 6.1. Good to continue.
Station on 2 for surveyor, clear left hand cover removal.
Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, for Huntsville on 2, looking for a go in step 1.
And Zena, you have a go.
Happy go, thank you.
This is Station on Space to Ground 2 from the NanoRax airlock.
Houston's here.
Hopefully you were following along and saw the excellent work by my good friend and colleague Zena. And it looks like we have everything complete. The CPAs are deployed and inspected. As well as we have the centerline disc cover, not the Center for Disease Control, CDC. It is definitely deployed. We're putting away everything right now. I wanted to give a report on the 4.0 CTB 5032.
Copy. All, Mike, and we're ready to listen about the 4.0 CTB.
Yes, we're gonna stow it right here where you can see, right near the end cone here. We have pictures of the stuff inside. Maybe we could fit into a 3.0, but it's 4.0. Certainly, my opinion, not a 2.0 CTV. I put a label on it called NRAL Vestibule Covers, Ducts, and Kick Plates.
And copy all, Mike. And just for your awareness, we do have an ISO on console now, and we'll take a look at the photos you took of that 4.0 CTB and give you any feedback on if we think there was a possibility to try to consolidate it down further.
Okay. Yeah, we'll photos will speak for themselves. And I think we're going to bring the NanoRax airlock back in a week or two, so this may be just temporary stowage after all. But just trying to give you data because it's hard to be in ISO, especially since you don't live up here. So we're trying to do our best to share. Thank you.
Yes, and you're exactly right. It is a temp stow situation. You'll be getting items out of that bag again in the future. We are all learning something every day.
That, Amy, is why we explore 74.
Also a great phrase.
Houston Station 2 for an ISO question regarding bungee jail.
Go ahead, Zena.
We're getting going on the Node 2 Nader bungee jail, and the steps have us make a floor out of adjustable tethers. Wondering if there's any reason we couldn't just use bungees for that bottom floor instead of adjustables.
That's a good question, Zena. We're going to go check and see if we've got any rationale for why we directed you to use adjustable tethers. We'll get back to you when we've got an answer.
Thank you so much.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for ISO Appreciation Day.
ISO's excited to hear about appreciation.
Well, actually, you know this, Amy, that every day is ISO Appreciation Day up here aboard the space station. And with that in our hearts, we offer a Node 1 camera to point at the Node 1 Deck 2 area because we are starting our relocation of some things from Node 1 Deck 2 to Node 2 Deck 2. And I think there might be a small little hiccup with NodeTrack. We put a lot of things into 10.0 CTVs, and so now on the NodeTrack it has us get things out, but it just says it's a Node 2 Deck 2, which is a true statement, but they're also in 10.0 CTVs. We were wondering if we showed everything, that maybe instead of moving a whole bunch of smaller CTVs, and the I know calling 6.0 smaller, but it's true, that we could just maybe move a few of the 10.0 CTVs that are taking up room in Node 1 Deck 2 and move them to Node 2 Deck 2 and comply with all of the constraints that we have. So we wanted to share the video and then share that idea.
Checking. And Station Houston on 2 for Mike. We would like to join you in the Node 1, but we're not getting video. We might need you to check the camera.
Well, I asked if you wanted to join us, and if you say yes, then we'll go turn on the camera and set it up nicely. But if you said no, then we would have put ourselves some effort. So please do come on board in just a few seconds. We'll have it on and looking super. Go ahead with your next.
Okay, my apologies. We were very excited to join you. We didn't think about the fact that we should probably say yes first. And then we are double-checking on your idea. We like it, but we just want to confirm before we give you a go for your idea of moving the 10.0s.
Okay, and just to add a little more clarification and data, we have two 10.0 CTVs, and we made notes in the stow track when we stowed these two, so we should know exactly what's inside. It's 10.05034 and 10.01101, and if we were to get those out of Node 1 and moved over to Node 2, additionally to the one 10.0 CTV that's in Node 2 Deck 2, I think that may really accomplish what ISO's big picture desires were. But since it's ISO Appreciation Day, they have a right to totally tell us that we're wrong on that one and give us some better ideas. We're very much wanting to help.
All right, copy, Mike. We are working on the final confirmation.
Sensation on 2, please welcome aboard the Node 1 camcorder. And also, I would like to bring something quickly full circle.
Okay, we are with you now in Node 1. It's a beautiful view of 10.0 CTVs, and go ahead with full circle.
Yes, speaking of full circles, the centerline disk cover, it came out of that 10.0 CTV 5034 today. So it all comes from week. So we should know everything that's in 5034, and just to update, that's where the centerline disk cover was that Zena awesomely deployed.
Okay, copy, and that matches our tracking.
Yeah, I love it when we close the loop. Station, sorry to keep jumping in. I have a This is for IAD, which is ISO Appreciation Day. We also set up the lab camcorder to look through the node and lab hatch so that you can see a side view of what we're doing. Right now, things are a little bit standing up just because we were in the middle of some stowage and unstowage, but normally those two 10.0 CTPs on top are not so high, but they're definitely higher than the deck floor. Over.
Copy, and I so appreciate you. And I do have an answer for Zena on the adjustable tethers versus bungee. We see you, Zena.
We're all listening.
Okay, so we were thinking for the Node 2 Deck 2 jail, the adjustable tethers would make for a stiffer floor to protect against bumping the hatch seals. So adjustable tethers tightened would have less give than bungees for the, quote, bungee jail. That's not with bungees. That's kind of the rationale for why we were recommending adjustable tethers.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the context.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for answer for Mike and 10.0 CTB move.
And Houston Station on 2. Thank you in advance to ISO. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, we're good with your plan to move those two 10.0 CTBs to Node 2 Deck 2. In the end, what we're looking for, though, is satisfaction of the constraints listed in Step 4.04 of STOTRAC. As long as you satisfy those constraints, we're good with your plan.
Fantastic. And I think we'll do a better job this time to take pictures so that ISO has full appreciation for how we're following their guidance. And so we will definitely consider that and do that. It's nice to have that flexibility on board just to synchronize. I am working with 2.02 and 2.01 and 2.03 CTVs in Node 1 Deck 2, and we will deploy them in HDV X1.
Copy, Mike, and we're also going to ingest any comments that you wrote on STOTRAC, and we'll figure out what happened with those comments.
No worries. We were just double-checking that they got incorporated or not. It's we'll definitely make it all work together. But it's good that we know where everything is, and that's what ISO's middle name is. Real quick, for the new bungee jail that's not a bungee jail, that's a bungee jail but doesn't have all bungees, we have some white adjustable tethers that we gathered for the pressure management device, the PMD. That was at the end of, I guess, Friday last week. We got them. They were in a lost and found bag inside the gym. And we were wondering if we could use those or if those were kind of special. I think those should be in your notes, but if not, we can give you whatever we have on those, like a barcode or serial numbers or part numbers that we have.
Copy, Mike. ISO remembers reading about those. We are checking. We'll let you know. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for white adjustable tether answer.
White on 2.
Good morning, Kimya. I was calling to answer Zena's question about whether y'all could use the white adjustable tethers that were found last week for the Node 2 tether jail, and we agree with that suggestion.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful. So we're going to do bungees for the bungee jail.
And correction, the white adjustable tethers for the tether jail, we do not want to use bungees.
That's right. I understand that. Thank you. Yeah, we don't need to use that bungee.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, and I also wanted to share...
Bottom, bungee on the top.
And we concur, Kimya. Tethers on the floor, bungee on the top is a good config. And then also for the crew's awareness, we're about to ground command the latch deploy on the CBM and MREL in case someone would like to watch for fun. It's not required, but we wanted to offer it up as a neat activity.
Okay, thank you for the information. Yeah, I'm going to pass this information to other crew. Seems like Chris is interested in.
Thanks for passing the info.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Interpol 2.
Good evening to Kimia-san.
Yes, I have a quick question on next procedure 2.066. I just looked ahead my task in advance and realized that step 2.7, 2.8 stop recording camcorder, but I didn't start recording, so did I miss that step, some step?
No worries, Kimiya-san. You're going to start recording in next activity, next green activity.
Okay, understand. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Sensation on two for an assist.
Ready to assist.
Yeah, I'm still finishing up with this NREL stowage. I think we are making some great progress. I just need to document and move one more thing. Looking ahead to my CWCI, I for iodine, task, it suggests that the CWCIs that we're working with are all on node 3 end cone. And I'm pretty sure they're not. I think they're part of this NREL restowage that we're working on. They're in one of these big 10.0 CTPs. So I was wondering if I called you back in 10 minutes if you'd have a better location for me. I appreciate the help.
Copy, and we will have an answer for you hopefully in 10 minutes in work.
Sensation Spacer Ground 2 for T2.
Go ahead.
My very good friend and colleague and crewmate Oleg is working on T2. When he got to the T2 and we're looking at the laptop SSC23 on the T2 software, it shows that the CLU and the UEI are yellow, and the UEI is blinking from yellow to cyan, so it's timeout and untouchable. Looking at the treadmill itself, the data LED is not lit, and we lit, and Chris is here helping.
Okay, copy, Mike. Thanks for the report. We do have a BME in the house, and we expect to have steps soon for recovery.
Okay, BME in the house. In the meantime, Oleg will think about his life choices. No. No, thank you, everybody. We'll get this up and running, so to speak.
And that's a great, we're enjoying that pun. And I have an answer for you on the CWCI location if you're ready to copy.
Sure, go ahead, please.
All right, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that those CWCIs are not in the PMM. The bad news is that they were temp stowed in Cygnus Center 2, which we do realize will take a while for you to get to.
The good news is that we were still working on the node 2 deck, node 1 deck 2, so Cygnus may be all of a sudden a little more accessible. But yes, that was that. Yes, we will find that and get the CWCIs in work. I will probably call down and ask for a little more help, but in the meantime, that just motivates me more to finish up on the stowage in node 1 and node 2 decks.
Okay, we copy. Good plan. Thanks, Mike.
So as I exit Node 3, would you like to move the Node 3 camera to look at the treadmill? Will that help our friends to be in me?
Great thinking. That would indeed help us out.
Sorry, Amy. Could you say that again, please?
We agree with that suggestion of moving the camcorder to look at the T2 LEDs.
Okay. I'll make that happen right now.
Thank you.
Sensation from Node 3. That camera view, I think, should help BME. If you'd like something different, please let us know.
Looks great to us. Thanks, Mike. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for T2.
Thanks for T2 on Space Ground 2.
We are troubleshooting T2 from the ground, which may take up to 30 minutes. If you could relay that to Oleg, we will call if we've recovered T2.
Okay, copy. I will let Oleg know.
Thanks, Mike.
BME. Appreciate BME coming in today and everyone else on Orbit 1. Good morning.
Flight says Orbit 1 is the best shift. That's why it's number one.
I guess you'll be on Orbit 1 tomorrow also. We're looking forward to it. And if Orbit 2 is starting to come in the house, Orbit 2, welcome.
They're not quite here yet, but we'll let them know when they show up.
Houston, station on 2 for NREL.
Thank you, Chris.
Good morning. I have closed the Node 3 ports hatch and just wanted to double check that you're good for me to proceed in 1.101 with the PMD setup.
You're good to proceed.
Copy all.
Station Huntsville on 2. Attention all crew. The Nanorex airlock cameras are no longer looking into Node 3. No views into Node 3.
Ground 2, quick question for NREL.
Handing over. Call you on the other side. And back with you on Cisco Ground 2, Chris.
Awesome. Thanks for not letting me walk myself into a handover. I was just checking. So there's in that CTB for vacuum access jumpers, there is just 1 5-foot one and 1 35-foot one, but the 5-foot one doesn't have any sort of barcode on it, and I'm pretty sure it's the right one. I just wanted to, you know, double check with you guys.
Copy, Chris. We are doing a quick check. Okay, Chris, there isn't a different kind of 5-foot vacuum access jumper, so if you found one, that is the right one.
All right, that sounds great. That's what I thought. I just figured I'd double check since, I know you can always get tricky with barcodes and that sort of thing.
That's what we're here for.
Houston Station, space to ground 2 for stowage.
Houston's here.
Hey, we did mention ISO appreciation day. So we finished the Node 2 Deck 2 bungee jail, and we put a 10.0 CTD that we got from Node 1 Deck 2 and moved it to Node 2 Deck 2, and it looks beautiful. I owe you some pictures. But with that in mind, this NREL stowage config for Xena and Chris at 14:15 or so, I marked that as complete because it is, I think the intent was certainly met. You'll see with the pictures. What that does mean, though, is that I'd like to take a few more minutes to finish up Node 1 Deck 1, put that bungee jail back together, and put the two 10.0 CTVs, or three 10.0 CTVs, back in a nice configuration. And we're grateful that now we have a lot more room, and it meets the constraints a lot better in Node 1 Deck 1. Since I'm at Node 1 Deck 1, I'd also like to go into Cygnus, and that I'm ready to copy where in Cygnus I can find those CWCIs. Over.
Copy all, Mike. Checking.
The Houston Station on 2, while you're checking, question on EMD and vacuum access jumpers.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm working this procedure 1.101, and it's having me connect the 5-foot vacuum access jumper from the Node 3 port MPEV to the PMD. The configuration that the PMD is in and the location of the MPEV means there would be a pretty significant end on this vacuum access jumper to get it to connect to the appropriate ports on the PMD. And I'm wondering whether how much of a bend is acceptable on this vacuum access jumper, or whether it seems like in the notes there would be an option to just use a longer one that might have less of a bend radius. Just wanted to see if you guys had any advice on that. Mike's also going to take a look and give you some advice.
Okay, Chris, we copy and we're checking as well. And Station Houston on 2 for Mike with an answer at your convenience.
And
hey, Mike, those two CWCIs are going to be in a 2.0 CTB serial number 5102 in Cygnus Center 2.
Okay, 2.0 CTB 5102, Cygnus C2. Can I just take the whole CTB and bring it up from Cygnus?
Good plan, Mike.
Okay, and I hate asking this, cause especially what day it is, but is there anything else in Cygnus that I might want to get while we're there, just because there's been a lot of moving pieces and it is the holidays, so we totally understand, but it would be great to get it now. If not, later.
That's a good question, Mike. We will take a quick look and get back to you either confirming or saying nothing else.
And Houston Station on 2 for the vacuum access jumper.
Go ahead, Chris.
I got a nice second opinion from Mike, and he thinks it's not too bad. If it's helpful, I can bring the Node. I think it might be okay. I can bring the Node 3 camcorder over if it's not needed for T2 at the moment. You guys can take a look and tell me if you're happy with it or not.
Chris, we like the idea of you doing a show and tell really quick with the Node 3 camcorder.
Okay, I'll bring it over right now.
And we're following along, Chris. We see the bend that you just pointed out. And we see what you're demonstrating with regards to the bend which you connect to PMD.
Yeah, so, I mean, it definitely, you know, it's kind of fighting the cable. And I think in one configuration, there's a little bit of stress at the point right near that angled connector. At the other one, it's sort of a reasonably tight bend radius, but it's not terrible. So I just figured that getting your guys' input on that would be nice.
Abby, Chris, we are discussing, and you can leave the camcorder there, actually, because we're done with the troubleshooting on T2. For T2, if the GUI is nominal, T2 is go.
And the T2 GUI does appear to be nominal. I've got green box, yellow box, green box, gray box on the side of it.
The report, Chris, and that confirms T2 is go for use.
Sensation on 2 with Joy and of the season, and Joy for finding the CWCIs in 2.05102.
So much Joy. It's beginning to look a lot like stowage.
Beginning to feel a lot like Cygnus. Stowage wherever we go. But we have an ISO that will help us stow, and that's all I know.
That is so excellent and way better than my singing.
And Houston, one more for ISO. We're going to move some of the 10.0 CTVs out of the way and kind of show you how we have everything battened down in Node 1. We'll expect a video tour without audio.
Okay, we copy all, Mike, and we are following along. Station Houston on 2 for Chris with a question. For the 5-foot vacuum access jumper, do you think the bend radius would change if you connected the jumper to PMD first and then connected it to the hatch?
Yeah, I don't think it would make much of a difference. I think the way that this cable has a fair bit, or this jumper has a fair bit of memory, as you guys can probably see, and I think the direction of the memory just is going to force it to have a little bit of a bend on the MPEV, at the bent end. It's going to force it to have a little bit of a bend radius there. I can give it a shot, though. One other thing that I don't know if this will work. I'm just sort of checking through it now, but this 5-foot jumper would connect from the M2 port to the Node 3 vacuum access port pretty nicely with the way its bend goes if I connect the bent end to the PMD and the straight end to the vacuum access port. I don't know if that, using the 5-foot for that connection is an option and the 35 for the other connection.
Copy and discussing. And Chris, we're talking about your thought, so we'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Copy all. I'll keep seeing if I can find a good routing that doesn't, you know, sort of force it to kind of bend, you know, really try to bend tightly on itself.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and PMD jumper connections.
I was just about to call you guys. What do you have?
All right, so we recommend trying the baseline configuration in the procedure, but if you feel uncomfortable with the config or have issues making the connections with the 5-foot vacuum access jumper, we will then have you swap the 5-foot and the 35-foot. If we do have those hoses swapped, that the leak check will be different, which is why we want you to try the baseline configuration first.
Gotcha. I think I have a routing that at least minimizes some. It still is a fair bit of force, but I mean, these are pretty stout vacuum lines, so I think it'll be okay. I think I have a good a routing that might work. So let me try connecting it up, and I'll let you know.
Sounds good, Chris. And once you've got the connections complete, we'll take a short video tour just to make sure everything looks good to us as well. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston 2 for Mike with answer for Cygnus diving.
With you on 2, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, we looked into if there's anything in Cygnus that's needed this week, and we don't think so. So you should not need to do any further Cygnus diving. And we also, in honor of ISO Appreciation Day, we want to offer Mike Appreciation Day with timeline flexibility. So you have a later activity today, ZCAM hardware trash at 1400. That can be deferred from today if you'd like.
Okay. We'll cross that ZCAM when we cross it, but thank you for that flexibility. I'm very happy with what we're accomplished today for stowage, and we still have a little bit more to go. I did show you a video tour, and I'll give you a synopsis in a few moments, but I copy all, and thank you for looking into the Cygnus. It would be a good thing to know ahead of time, and so we know. Thank you. Merry Cygnus.
Merry Cygnus. And Chris, we're with you in Node 3, and we followed along with your tour. The vacuum access jumper is well routed. We're good with the config. You can continue with the 35-foot.
Copy all. Yeah, thanks for double checking me. Yeah, I just didn't want to overstress them right where the sort of flexible portion meets the rigid portion. It's kind of a tight config for this one for sure, given the memory of the cable. So thank you for the hose. So thank you for all that. I'll be continuing with the 35.
Excellent. And when you get to step 12.2.1, you do have a go to continue.
Copy, go to continue in 12.2.1.
Good copy.
Houston Station on 2 would like to talk a little bit about Node 1 and Node 1 Deck 2.
And we would also love to talk about it.
Hi, Amy. You've changed.
Yes, you caught us without a Capcom and without an ISO. I'm happy to take notes.
Great. Flight, if you want me to, we can wait till we get an ISO. It's not in a hurry. This out with a kind of a video tour and some commentary and some notes. We'll do it quickly. But I think I'm pretty happy with the new situation with the stowage. And we did turn on the Node 2 camera. I think it's Node 2 camera 1. And we can also take a look at that. That way everybody has a full understanding of what we have and what we don't have. But I think we're in really good shape. What do you think, Blake?
You saw the Node 1 camera tour. It was beautiful. We are without KU until about 13:30. So if you want to give us a Node 2 tour, we will take it. We just have to get it then. And if not, that's no problem. The pictures will more than suffice.
Okay. We'll take some pictures, but we'll give you a call at 13:30. And in the meantime, I'll grab some chow. Thanks. Great to hear your voice up here.
Station on Space Ground 2 for SM.
Go ahead on 2, Kim-ye-sung.
I'm on 2, and I'm double-checking. I have a go for step 3.3.1.
Your go in step 3.3.1 in the ODF 1.0.0.2.
Okay, thank you very much. I have a go for step 3.3.1 on step... Procedure 1.0.0.2. Thank you.
That's a good copy.
Station on Space Ground 2 for SM.
Go ahead on 2.
Just reporting the status. Bulb 1, 2, 3 bulbs are open. And I just completed the task. Thank you.
Thank you for the report.
And Houston Station on 2 for PMD.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, so I am complete in 1.101, the PMD's go for NanoRack's airlock depress. Just to note that in 16.4.4, the switch mode was already in depress, so I didn't change it at all. And the SSC4 laptop lid is open, and it should be good for you guys to use.
Great config, Chris. We'll take it from here. Thanks for your work.
Awesome. Thank you for all your help. Appreciate it.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Interpol.
Good evening, too, Kim Ye-sung.
I have one quick question. So we recorded today's video. Do we need to downlink this one today, or it is okay for not downlinking today?
Thank you for checking with us, and we appreciate you downloading the video today.
Okay, so I'm going to just name like Interpol 2 and maybe put restricted on it and downlink. And I think that's it for today, so thank you very much for your support. And great job, Misa-san. どうもありがとうございました. お疲れ様でした.
ありがとうございました. 初めての J-COV 動画 デビューでしたが.
Station on 2 for MPEV.
Hey, Chris. We are not quite ready for that MPEV just yet. We're doing some more troubleshooting with the PMD. I'll let you know when we're ready.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I figured you probably were, and I gave it to you a little bit late. So, yeah, just let me know whenever you're ready, and I'm happy to do it.
All right. Thanks.
So station on 2 for ISO.
Station on 2.
Howdy, and welcome. And we're looking forward to all the fun that we're going to have today. Orbit 1 was fun. Orbit 2 is going to be even fun, too. So real quick, for ISO, when we last left our story, and probably right around handover, right before handover, we offered the Node 2 camera to look at our new on GJL and how they're set up with HTVX, and I think you'll be very pleased. But wanted to offer a video tour and answer any questions that there might be. And also any remaining questions for Node 1. We still owe you some photos. We'll send those down. But we think you're going to like what we have to show.
Thank you for that fantastic offer, Jolly Space Elf that I see up there. Just checking we have the right people, and we would, I think we're going to take you off on the offer. That sounds great. One by one.
Okay, let me know. I'll meet you in Node 2.
Awesome. Yeah, we're ready. Meet you there.
Houston Station on 2. We are ready in Node 2 whenever you are. No hurries and no worries. Just let us know when you're ready to begin.
Yep, we're ready. Go for it.
Okay. Welcome to Node 2. Let's see, I think it's called Harmony. And we are looking at Node 2, Deck 2. And we have 1.10 CTD, 50B4, I believe, on Node 2, Deck 2. But it can't go down any farther because it has adjustable straps that prevent it from going any farther and touching the hatch seals. So the hatch seals are very well protected. I'm trying to get a good view of that so that you can see that we're nowhere near the hatch seals, and that there is plenty of air and there are good visuals into HTVX. And if we needed to close the hatch over here, we could do it quickly. And I'm estimating it would take 30 seconds to remove a few bungees and move the 10.0 CTV out of the way, even if it might not even be needed, but it would probably be a good idea, and then up to a minute to close the hatch, and then we'll begin operation. So I think this was the intent of what ISO put together for us today in terms of stowage and planning. Any questions?
All right. That looks fantastic. A happy ending to this Christmas movie. Thank you so much.
And just for the record, Node 1 is a little bit different, but it's the same. Instead of one CTB, there's two side by side, I guess, portrait instead of landscape. And then also, because there's a longer kind of tunnel between Cygnus and Node 1, we have a quote-unquote slug CTB. And we showed that a little bit earlier with a video tour during Orbit 1, and we'll have some pictures for you. But thank you for making things better aboard Space Station. And just for the record, for the Node 1 hatch, it would probably take on the order from, we went down from like 3 minutes emergency response time to 2 minutes response time, 1 minute to remove the 10.0, and then maybe up to a minute to close the hatch. So we're in a better posture, and thanks to our ISO team.
Thanks for the wave, Mike. We're just talking a couple details, but we think it's a really good config and sounds great about EMER time. And Mike, just a quick question on Node 1. Apologies, we don't have the full brains left of Orbit 1 transferred here. We just wanted to make sure in Node 1 that the RMO was in a good config as well.
Could you spell out RMO? I think I know what it means, but I hate acronyms that I can't spell all the way out. Remote.
Yeah, that's a new one for me, too. Actually, it's remote manual override.
Yes, I will check the remote manual override, I can report the position, or you can tell me which one it's supposed to be in, and we'll just go take a quick look, because we did not talk about that earlier. Thank you for double-checking.
Yeah, we don't need the position. We just want to make sure that with the stowage at Node 1, that those handles aren't going to get snagged.
It's a great double check, and I'll go fly over and do that right away. I don't think so, I will take some pictures and send it all down. It was a busy morning, and while I do have you, you'll see me fly across and go do that in a second. While I do have you, I'd like to talk about timeline for this afternoon. It's all good news.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that on the RMO and ready to talk timeline.
Yeah. So. For lots of reasons, including the CWCIs were in Cygnus, I did not get to the EVA CWCI Degas, but I have time and I will plan on doing it this afternoon, so no worries. And then also the ZCAM hardware trash, I am just starting that now. We'll still be able to do that and the exercise and the ultrasound. I think it'll fit in nicely. If I do get into a time crunch, I'll ask for some help. for the ZCam hardware trash. The current hardware JSB probably will not accommodate a half CTB worth of trash, so I got out a new hardware JSB, and I'm hopeful that the ISO will help make a record of this. It's 5498. It used to be a JSB that was used before, but we took out the dry trash, put it into Cygnus, so it was a free and empty JSB. 5498 is now hardware JSB, 5498.
All right, we got a thumbs up from ISO. That all sounds fantastic. Thanks.
Sun Space Station on Space to Ground 2 for ISO, RMO, and ETHOS.
That last one took me a second, but we're all here ready for you.
Yes, RMOs look great with the, especially with the great plan of having the white adjustable feathers or adjustable straps. There is no problem with the remote overrides remotely working or manually working in case we need to manually override the remote. So we're in good shape. I will make sure to take pictures of that when I go through the photo session later today.
All right, copy all. Thank you so much. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew. I'd like 5 minutes to power cycle PMD if you are ready to offer.
This is Chris on 2. I'm happy to help with that.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, we're having some trouble getting the PMD pump to turn on, so we're going to ask you to power cycle PMD. I've got a procedure and step number when you're ready.
Copy all and ready to copy.
Okay. It is ECLIS 3.8.102, and you'll perform step 5.2. That's the whole if block in 5.2.
All right, I've got ECLIS 3.8.102 and step 5.2 only and the entire if block.
Good copy.
And I'll get that in work in about 1 minute.
Houston, station on 2 for PMD.
Go ahead, Chris.
I completed that step. I cycled the power off and then back on, checked the configuration of the switches, and I saw on the GUI that said 1002 is reconnected, so hopefully that'll help it start to cooperate.
All right, thank you for your help. We'll let you know.
Houston Station on 2 for stowage and StowTrack and ZCam hardware trash.
Mike, go ahead. 40 seconds to handover.
Okay, then here is a quick barcode number. Write that down, and I will meet you on the other side. 002-528-38-JULIE. It's called launch load bracket. We think it's trash, but it's not.
Copy. We'll check. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and PMD.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
All right. Still no joy getting the PMD pump going. So first, we'd like you to confirm the full power chain starting at PMD going back to the UOP J3. There shouldn't be anything else there, but let us know if there is. And we'd also like you to confirm that ports J1 and J2 are also clear, empty, and that's on the AC inverter.
Copy that. I will check that momentarily. I'm going to just drop something off in the PMM on my way.
Copy. And you should see a PCS connected to J4 on that UOP.
Chris copies all. He's on his way.
Thanks, Mike. We're still checking on that barcode. We think that Huntsville's going to be able to give you an answer soon.
Okay, yeah, sorry, we weren't sure who this was for, copy. We think it's trash. Just to close out this task, the CTB that we started with, which was half CTB 4338, is empty. It did not have a quarter divider in it, but other than that, so the CTB is returning to the pantry now. The only thing that was left was this launch load bracket. So other than that, I think the task is complete. Are there any questions?
Copy all. We don't have any questions yet, and I think that Huntsville was going to give you the final answer on that launch load bracket on Space to Ground 3.
Okay, yeah, thanks. I see at the very bottom of this procedure says this is a POIC procedure. Thanks for your help in Houston and going over to
Huntsville. Yeah, all good. Yeah, they'll call you whenever they figure out what to do with it. Appreciate your help.
And Houston, station on 2 for PMD power chain.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I traced the power chain back to the AC inverter. And the AC inverter, there are three things plugged into it. There's two PMD connections on J3 and J4, and those are the only two connectors that are, or connections that are active or that are powered on. There is also a USB brick plugged into the second port on the AC inverter, but that is switched off OFF. Then continuing to trace that back, it's that is plugged into a 120 volt DC supply, and that is plugged into J2. There is something plugged into J1 on that 120 volt power supply.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. We need a couple minutes to talk here, and I'll let you know what the next step is.
Okay, and then just looking at it, just one quick thing. So J1 on that 120 volt DC power supply is plugged into a cobalt brick, which is then plugged into just a ZBook power cable. That is the 120 volt power supply is currently switched on ON, and the cobalt brick is also switched on ON, but the ZBook power cable is not plugged into anything. Would you like me to switch those off?
Yeah, that's really good data. Give us a minute, we'll let you know.
Copy that.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and PMD.
Head on 2.
Okay, yeah, we want to take you up on your offer to turn some items off that are not related directly to the PMD, so you can turn off the brick and switch off the AC inverter. And for those legs of the chain that are not terminating in any like powered equipment, we'd like you to unplug that equipment and temp stow there. We basically, in the end, we want to make sure that the only places for the power to go is directly through the chain to PMD, and hopefully that'll get us enough electron juice to get that pump running in PMD.
Copy that, and then I guess the one thing I didn't mention, but I think you mentioned to me, is that on that UOP, the J4 is currently plugged into a cobalt brick, which is then plugged into a ZBook power supply, which is then plugged into a laptop, the PCS in here.
Okay, yeah, we copy, and that PCS can stay.
Yeah. And Houston, Cupola on 2, I have depowered that first slot on the 120 volt power supply. So now, coming off of the 120 volt DC power supply, there is only the AC inverter, and that is the only thing turned on. And then on the AC inverter, there are only two things plugged into it, which both go to the PMD, and those are the only things switched on.
Okay, copy. Standby 1. All right, Chris, this is really useful. All right, we're also going to take one extra step to see if this will help us get going. So Ethos has already configured all of the valves necessary to get the PMD pump going. We'd like you to make that command up in space. So I've got a procedure and step number for you to turn on the pump when you're ready.
Copy that. Ready to copy.
All right, it is NREL ops procedure 1.102. And it's called Nanorack Airlock Depress and Leak Check. And you're going to just do step 6.4. Now, if the pump doesn't turn on, you may get an error message, but that's not an issue. So let us know when that's done, and we'll see how it goes.
Be all. NREL Ops 1.102, step 6.4. Turn on the pump, and I'll let you know what happens.
All right. Cross your fingers.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed.
Thank you. Us too.
Houston Station on 2 for PMD.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I executed 6.4, and here's what happened. So as soon as I clicked pumps on and clicked confirm, I heard an audible noise from PMD that sounded like pumps being on, and I saw that everything looked like it went on, but then after a few seconds, it off. I heard two sort of like click sounds that sounded like a valve closing, and we have the alert that a value, it says alert value is outside expected range. Do you want to override and continue?
Okay. Yeah, that's not great news, but good information. Thank you. Yeah, that's we're gonna have to think on the ground a little bit more. So I'll have you stand down, and I think we'll probably have someone else try to take the PCS out of the power chain as well, but we're going to talk it here. But thank you for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, hopefully we can keep cracking at this and get it out. Thanks for all your help.
Yeah, same.
Station on Space to Ground 2 for timeline.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Chris has a conference right now. If there's any pressure management device PMD actions, I'm very familiar. We did the checkout in Node 1 earlier, a month ago or so. So I'm happy to assist if needed, your call. And secondly, I'm working on the EVA CWCI degas data. And I have a quick question for stowage. I think the answer is right, but it's always good to double check.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that offer. We may take you up on it for PMD and ready for your question on the Dega.
Just wanted to make sure, and I think I just answered my question, the CWC sampling adapter item number 2, the one I found was CWC sampling adapter potable. Now that I've unzoomed in on my iPad, I see it has the right part number. So I will cross out the word potable on the Ziploc bag, and then we will be in full compliance.
Hey, copy. Sounds good. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. We would like it to we'd like to take you up on an offer to work some PMD stuff, and it's going to start with a bit of a dive into PMM.
And I thought you liked me. Yes, no problem. We'll do that. Give me 2 seconds, and I'll be able to start writing things down.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No worries. PMM is part of our space station, and we love our space station. We love all of our modules. Houston Station on 2, ready to copy. What do you got for us? How can we help?
Okay, so one of the things we're going to try is swapping out the AC inverter, providing power to PMD, and seeing if that will allow for the pump to get going. So we've got a location for a spare AC inverter. It is PMM 1. Port 3 rack bay. It's inside of a 2.0 CTB labeled 120 volts. The serial number for the CTB is 5071. And you're going to look for the 120 DC to AC inverter, serial number 1045. And then we've got a bingo time kind of in our heads for when we might need to just give up on PMD today to switch to the visual task list to use the vacuum mass test jumper, but we're going to keep pressing towards trying to get PMD working today, and we'll let you know when we need to swap into that if needed.
Okay, yeah, I like leaning forward too, so I will head off to get the 120 DC AC inverter 1045, and I know where to find it in the PMM.
Okay.
I'll call you back hopefully in 5 to 10 minutes.
All right, very good luck. Thank you.
It's Bell Station 2 for Mochi.
We're with you on 2 for Mochi, and if you are looking for an early go, we are ready for you.
Copy, that would be excellent news, and I'm over here next to Mochi and can report the sample door appears closed, and it appears to be pumping nominally.
Copy all, and do you have a report of the LED strip while we have you?
This is, I think, the diagnostic strip, and all 8 LEDs are illuminated.
Copy. All 8 are illuminated. Thank you.
You got it. And they're all green. I don't know if that changes ever, but 8 green lights.
Copy. 8 green lights.
This is Station on 2. I have a 120 volt DC to 120 volt to AC inverter, serial number 1045. Thank you to the PMM.
All right, that was speedy. All right, Mike, we are ready for you to get that swapped out. What you're going to have to do is power off the PMD using the main power switch, and then you will swap out that AC inverter in the power chain, and then you can repower PMD with the CB Charlie Bravo main power. Any questions on that? I'm doing a little parroting here, so keep me honest.
Nope, that all makes sense to me. I have no questions. If I do run across any questions, I'll be sure to ask.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. I have more steps for you. I apologize for giving you a partial story. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
No worries. I didn't get into anything in trouble yet. I did power off the PMD with the main power switch, or CB.
Okay, that's perfect. We are also going to have you power off the UOP that's above it, and we're going to have you swap the PCS to a different UOP. So you're going to take that and put it on UOP 1 in the cupola at J4. And I have POC procedures for that if you need it.
I don't think I need any procedures. I'm looking at UOP 1 and J4 and J3. I have nothing on there, so we'll put the PCS there. I assume we'll turn off the PCS, turn off its power, so the cupola, and then move it over to UOP number 1. And we'll do that, as well as change out the HC.
Yep. Good read back. Yeah, just make sure that the UOPs that you're disconnecting and connecting from are also powered off, and then should be up and running.
Thank you for the safety reminder. It's less shocking that way. Houston Station on Space to Ground 2, real quick question. The PCS, as far as I can tell, looks like it's on UOP number J4 on UOP number 2. Is that correct? Just double checking.
That's correct, and we're going to move it to UOP 1, J4.
Copy. Good work. To Station Space Ground 2.
Station 2.
Okay, good news all around. PCS was moved over, power and data over to UOP 1. You should see it back online. It is showing good telemetry. That's how I knew I could talk with you. The new 120-volt inverter got moved over to, got installed, and we put, powered everything up properly and safely, and now the PMD is up and running, and it has a flashing CPU status light once per second, and I'm ready to work at the GUI if needed. In Houston, one more piece of data. The GUI says that serial number 1002 is connected, and the graphical user interface is also counting time, so it looks like it could be trusted.
All right. Thank you so much for that work. We are going to take the commanding from the ground and seeing if this time it will be joy. We understood we took up some of your exercise time, and we want to let you do the ultrasound today. So if we have to go switch to the vacuum access jumper, we're going to pull in Xena, I think, to do that work. But really appreciate it today.
Okay, yeah, no worries. And if you can tell the PMD team, if you just ask them real quick what I'd like in return for this valuable service.
Yeah, we're going to work with Sonny to make sure you get some french fries.
He remembers. Hey, Sonny, happy to help, and good luck. We're rooting for you and PMD.
Thank you.
And Xena Copy Zolan is happy to help as well. I'm going to hop on ARED early, but please feel free to interrupt me since I will be right next to PMD.
Perfect. Thank you. And Mike, can you just tell us what you did with that AC inverter that you took out of the power chain with PMD?
I put it into the bubble bag that the new one came in, and I stuck it on a wall. Where would you like it?
All right. Wall temp stow is good for now, and we'll get you or in someone words on what to do with it a little bit later. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Let's say that it is on node 3, and we're going to call it the forward 1 wall.
We copy. Station Houston 2 for Xena. We would like you to start looking at the visual task list, reviewing those procedures for the contingency. We're going to know if we can get PMD working or not in about 5-10 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Yay! Yes, you are correct. You must have heard it, Mike. Thank you for the note. Yes, amazing news. I think that it must have been that we just had cleaner power on that inverter, so thank you for doing the dive into the PMM. We're going to keep working from the ground with PMD here. We'll just keep the visual task list as is. French fries, yes, okay. Amazing. If we could get you all some sort of air fryer for French fries at a moment of the sun station, that's technology we need to work on. That sounds delicious. Okay. So for timeline, we think that we're going to be able to get one of you into Chris's MPEV activity that was deferred from 1400 in about 20 minutes. And then also in 20 minutes is going to be last call for water from the PWD.
Copy. I will be happy to take care of MPEV. We'll make sure that everybody has water before upcoming activities. And great news on CMD. Full success and looking forward to stealing one of my contracts.
Excellent. Yeah, and you're welcome to start exercising whenever you're ready.
Thank you. I'll be ready to step off ARAD anytime. Let me know.
Appreciate it.
This is Station, Space to Ground 2. I was just looking to see if I could power on the ultrasound just a few minutes early. It's okay if no. Let's hold Station, Space to Ground 2.
And we're with you on 2. We are go for that activity. You'll be in contact with Houston for the rest of it, though.
Okay, thanks. And copy all. And sorry to get confused again. One of these days I'll get it right.
Hey, Mike, this is Houston. It's always confusing. Do not worry. They deal with the power, and then we've got the rest of it. But no worries.
Okay, thanks. And I'd probably like to do the other activities, too, a little bit early up until the science gathering. That way we're guaranteed success, and I will definitely get my exercise in today. And I'm still very much thinking we'll get the Dega in also. I know it's ambitious, but I hope you have patience for me because I think we'll do it.
Yeah, you can press with the power on and the setup, the first two activities, and if anyone can fit everything in today, it would be you.
Just remember, it's all because of French fries.
Oh, yeah, I am also highly motivated by French fries, so I'm with you. Station Houston on 2 for MPEV evacuation.
City on 2.
Hey, Zena, we are ready for you to do the Node 3 port MPEV open. And are you ready for us to take down PWD XPWD?
Be on the MPEV and give us 3 more minutes for PWD and XPWD. I'll make triple sure.
Copy, no worries.
And Node 3 port MPEV is open.
Copy, MPEV open.
Sensation 2, we are all set for PWD and XPWD.
Copy, inward. Thank you.
Station 2 for DGAS.
Mike, with you on 2.
I was thinking of French fries. I was thinking of bubbles. And looking in the iodinated water CWC or CWCI serial number 2213. Careful inspection. It looks like we have 2 golf ball size bubbles inside. Not more than that. So looking forward looking for further actions with 2213.
Okay, yeah, degas is not going to be required on 2213. We just have one question for you. EVA Sandy is here listening in, and we heard like a quantum of uncertainty with the CWCI labeling. So for our warm fuzzy, can you confirm that the sample adapter that's connected to that bag is the one we expect? It should be adapter serial number 1013.
Yes, it is a CWC sampling adapter serial number 1013.
Okay, good config. Thank you.
The quantum came in was the bag that it came in, said CWC sampling adapter potable, which didn't match exactly one for one. But the part numbers matched up, so we're happy, I think.
Yep, we agree. Good config.
Sandy, hello.
Sandy says, happy to hear you. Thanks for the hello. And Station Houston 2, everyone is ready for ultrasounds. Copy, thumbs up.
Okay, and remind me, Space to Ground 4?
Affirmative, Space to Ground 4.
Great, and I owe you one more evaluation and possible degassing for the second CWCI, and we will get to it ASAP, or ASA, as soon as after U.S. ultrasound.
Copy all. Very fun.
Station on Space Ground 2. Sorry, I missed a short handover. And question on Dragon 33 pack store truck question.
Ready to copy, Camille.
I'm on step 1.03, and I found right hand swing arm, but I think barcode is a little bit different from the solid drug. So I just want to confirm that I'm grabbing the right item. So SIM number is matching 1002, but barcode number is 00008743J instead of 34J.
Okay, we copy. We're going to check.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimya and stowage.
Right on 2?
Yeah, actually, we're not seeing that barcode 43 Juliet existing anywhere, so we just think it's a data entry swap from when it was manifested. So you're go for the one you have there, and we'll make sure that we update our documentation.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is the only one which I found in that CTV, so hopefully this is correct. Thank you. Thank you for the follow-up.
Sure thing.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water.
On 2.
I have completed step 2 and 3 decimal 1, and I perform the where serial number 1497.
Okay, copy the serial number. Thank you. Step 3.2 is 29 minutes, and you're go in step 3.3.
Can I go step 3 decimal 3?
Affirmative, you're go.
Copy step 3 decimal 3.
Association Hall,
Space Ground 2
for timeline.
Kimia, let me get you on the other side of this handover. See you in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. You are go for the H2ST drift check.
Thank you very much for your flexibility, and you read my mind. So Station Hall, Space Ground 2 for H2 sensor demo.
Go ahead.
I'm on step 1, decimal 1. And portal serial number is 0005, and pressure is 500 psi.
Copy, go to press.
Thank you. So station, Houston Station on this one too for H2 sensor demo.
With you on 2.
I'm just before step 2 decimal 1 and waiting for your go.
Jimmy, your go in step 2 decimal 1. And you're also going to be go in step 2.8.
How about go on step 2.1 and 2.8? Thank you. So station on Space Ground 2 for H2 sensor demo.
See on 2.
I'm on step 3.5 and pressure, auto pressure is about 400 or 70.
Good pressure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some station. On 2 for transfer water.
50 on 2, and we're ready for teardown of the hardware.
Can I go to step 7? I have completed
sealing. Your go for step 7 as long as you have performed step 6 decimal 1.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and PMD help.
Station on 2 for transfer water.
Okay, on 2.
Transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to registration station.
Okay, copy. We'll start bringing it back up. Thanks.
Thank you.
And station Houston on 2 for any available crew. Need some more help with PMD.
Copy, the PMD that's near the PMM. Mike is here, ready to help.
Hey, Mike. So the PMD has gone loss of comm. So first, we'd like you to check the GUI for us and give us the P1 reading. And then we'd like you to power cycle PMD after that reading. Going to be, there's a troubleshooting procedure. I see you're flying. Call me when you're ready for the step.
Right, Houston, we see the pressure 1 is 331.8, and we see the GUI says it's still connected, and the time is still going, the GMT at the top.
Okay, copy. Can you hear the pump running?
Myself and younger ears, Zena, we really can't hear the pump note as we're running.
Okay. Yeah, that's expected. So your go-to power cycle, you're going to do the commanding via ECLIS procedure 3.8.102.5.2.
Great. Say those numbers again, and we'll get them right the second time.
Sure thing. Sorry about that. So it's ECLIS 3.8.102 and step 5.2.
Okay, 3.8.102.5.2. While I look that up, is it something easy you can tell me? I'm very familiar with the PMD.
Yep, it's going to be CB main power off. Make sure the LEDs are off. And then the main power, sorry, CB main power back on. And make sure that the LED is flashing.
Okay, I know this drill. Sonny ran it through me a couple times, said someday I'd get it right, and today's the day. Power's off, I'm counting to a couple of potatoes. Would you make french fries?
I was going to say.
Power is back on. We have the power on LED, and we're waiting for the CPU status to start winking at us.
Copy.
And we have a blinking light a little bit faster than once per second. CPU status looks good. Going to the GUI.
Copy.
Okay, the GUI says it's connected. We saw some operating information refresh, and the pressure one is 335.5.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much. We're going to take more commanding from the ground.
Okay, good luck. Godspeed. And Zena's nearby if you need some further help.
Copy. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, Spaceship Ground 2 for... Yes.
Station 2.
Yes, for serial number 2381, that's CWC-iodine, we have pretty much the size of a baseball. Really close, but I think it probably needs to be degassed. Your call, it's really about the size of a baseball.
Okay, Mike, yeah, if you think you can effectively get that baseball-sized bubble out, you're go.
Copy, in work. We'll follow the procedure.
Station Huntsville on 2-4, Mike, and quick stow track question at your convenience.
Huntsville, standby. We'll be right back with you. Houston Station on 2, just to let you know, I have the best crewmates in the whole world, and Zena is kindly offered to be the impressionist painter Degas and work with serial number 2381.
Awesome. Thank you, Zena. And speaking of water, the water system has been restored, so you're go for nominal PWD ops.
Water, you know. Amazing.
Houston Station 2 for DS.
Hey, Zena, I'm with you on 2.
Hey, I got one good burp out of this CWCI. Mike and I have both taken a look and independently agree it's less than a baseball size. There is still a sizable bubble. It's just... smaller than one regulation baseball. Are we good with that?
Yeah, thank you for your work on that. We are good in that config.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and PMD discussion.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Zena, I'm assuming Mike is right there too. So, unfortunately, we've just been limping along with PMD all day. We've had a couple alerts that went in that made us have to restart, and we had that loss of comm. We're basically in a config now where our preference is to switch to the ISOVAG configuration so that we can make sure that we get all the way through Friday without having to impact any holiday ops and all of that. We've got maybe another 110 millimeters of mercury that we still need to get down to the right pressure, and so it's okay if we can't do air save on that. But basically, the options that we have for getting to that other config are having Mike either work tonight. It's about 2.5 hours total for setting up and using ISOVAG, and it would go into pre-sleep. Or we are offering to put it on tomorrow's timeline for Mike. It is going to have impacts to his exercise. May have to put ARID in pre-sleep, or worst case is no exercise at all. But wanted to get y'all's take on how you'd like to go forward with that.
Houston Station on Station 2 for ultrasound.
Hey, Kimya. Yeah, we're actually down KU due to weather right now. So I think it's going to have an impact on you performing the ultrasound this time.
Okay, understand. Do you have any idea how long will it
take? Actually, we should pick it up on the next teacher's pass in just under 2 minutes.
I understand. So what?
And Houston Station, this is Mike on Space Ground 2 for Timeline.
Mike, with you on 2. 90 seconds to handover.
Hey, quick question. My crewmates are awesomest, as we mentioned earlier, about like 20. And they would like to ask that if more people help, it goes by faster, or if it's one of those things where it's just probably it has to be done in serial.
No, we don't see a major advantage to having multiple people work at it at the same time.
Okay. Second quick question. Would you rather have it done tonight or tomorrow? I hate having to do replans with a great team that's up for it.
Yeah, Mike, we need this handover to talk it. I'll be with you in about a minute.
Okay, see you on the other side. And we're happy either way.
Station Houston on 2, back with you. Yeah, our preference is to put it on tomorrow's timeline. And Mike, if you're interested, we can put some exercise outside of DPCs, so either in post or pre-sleep. The reason why we have that preference is we think we're going to be able to shine up the plan tomorrow overnight and make it as efficient as possible. And also, we think maybe we can get a little bit more air saved from PMD before the end of the day. How does that all sound? But it's okay if we don't.
We understand. We'll go with your plan. We'll set it up for tomorrow, and if you could put my exercise, not post-sleep, but pre-sleep in the afternoon and evening, and we should be able to make tomorrow work out super well. Today went super well, too. Good news on the PMD, but not the best news, not full success, but I'm happy for Sonny and his team. Is there something we can work on the PMD now that could help get a little bit more? Over.
Yeah, thank you so much for everyone being on the ball today and helping out when we can, when you're able to. There's nothing else that we can do with PMD tonight to help at all, but appreciate that offer. I think that's all I've got on this topic, but Huntsville has just one item for you, unrelated, that they've been holding on to, if you're ready.
Yes, standing by for Huntsville, and thank you. Thanks for clarity for tomorrow. Get it.
Mike Huntsville's with you on 2 now. Just had a quick question about your earlier stow track activity. That line number 2.15 at JLP Port 1 Delta, if you could report the fill percent or an estimate of about what size CTV you think you would fit, either in a crew note or if you can tell us right off the top of your head, that'd be great. Thank you.
Hey, were you talking about Delta or Charlie? Charlie's where I think I don't have my iPad in front of me, but there was the first one, and I reported that one was percentage full. I didn't realize I needed for Delta. So in that case, happy to run over to Delta and give you an answer around or right after or right before DPC. And thank you. Thanks for calling that to our attention. We'll give you guys the best data we can.
Yeah, no problem. And this was for your ZCAM earlier, and we saw your report on line 1. We were looking for line 2.15, and it was Delta for that. But yeah, at your convenience, if you could just let us know. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you for sorry I missed that one, and we'll make it up to you, no problem.
Huntsville Station 2 for stowage.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, reporting for you that JLP Port 1 Delta is about 80% full. Also noticed that the bubble wrap bags for Honey and Bumble are in there, and I think if we are intending to restow Astrobees in that location eventually, then it will be 100% full.
Great. Thanks for that report. Appreciate you and Mike going to take a look for us.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew. Just one stowage cleanup question from PMD Ops.
Station 2.
Hey, Zena. So from the AC inverter swap that was done for PMD, on the previous AC inverter, we were tracking two GFCI cables connected to ports J1 and J2. We were wondering, did those get transferred and installed on the new AC inverter, or were they, did they stay on the other one that was tacked to the wall? If they are, if they aren't on the AC inverter that's currently with PMD, I've got a stowage location for both the AC inverter and the GFCI cables.
Can answer part of that, if you don't mind, Zena, since I moved it. When I came to the inverter, it had no other thing connected to it except for the two cables that, that came from the PMD. So I'm not sure where the GFCIs are, or okay, I can see them in the cupola. So they are not, they were not connected to the old inverter, and they're not connected to the new inverter. That's what I know.
Okay, good info. This is a little unexpected, but no issue. Can you provide the serial numbers of those two GFCI cables in the cupola?
And hello, Houston from the cupola. Whose shutters are closed and will remain closed until you tell us differently. I'm looking at one inverter called the inverter GFCI cable 3 feet, and it's 1077-1077, and I'm looking for the other one. And Houston, I cannot see the other one quickly at this time. I'd like to, you know, call in a friend, Chris, when he gets off the T2, and we can. I think he was the one who may have unplugged them in part of troubleshooting for PMD. Copy.
We copy. That is no issue at all. Those GFCI cables can get stowed in a different location whenever you've got it. And even like we could just take the serial number, I think, in a crew note. Whenever. Are you ready to copy the location for those?
Sorry, I'm not able to do that right now. I really, 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 really want to help, but I'm in the middle of single leg squats at the time. But I could, I was able to tell you that, that information that to help things along. Is there something we could do after DPC or a part of a daily summary?
Oh,
note?
For sure. Yeah, that's no issue at all. And while you're squatting, for context, so we've got the window shutters closed because there was some safing config for DDCUs that were making the windows too cold. So once we're done with that safing config related to PMD ops, then we'll be able to open those windows up again. So I appreciate it.
Super, thanks. Yeah, we didn't have the big picture, and big pictures are very helpful, so that thank you very much.
So station call Space Ground 2 for Cupola inverter.
Hey, Kimya, with you on 2. I've got a location for... Yeah,
Since I had some time, so I just took over from Microsoft. And, of course, I can take, yeah, I think you tried to tell me, like, all the inverter stage position, right? And I'm ready to copy.
Okay, yeah, really appreciate it. So, for the AC inverter, that's the one that got swapped out from the cupola. That one can go back in the same place we got the other one from. So, it's a dive into PMM. It's going to go PMM 1, APA 3, rack bay. And inside 2.0 CTB labeled 120 volt and CTB serial number 5071. And then I have a different location for the GFCI cables when you're ready.
For the first, like the old inverter, that's going to go back to the original location, I mean, the place which a new one came, that is PMM. Port 3 and 2.0 CTB station on space ground 2. What my readback was wrong?
Sorry, no, your readback was correct. I thought I was waiting on another item for you, but yeah, this is good. You're ready for the GFCI cables?
Okay, actually, I'd like to ask you the permission actually to use these GFCI cable. So that was deployed, serial number 1077, but that was also connected to the Nikon battery charger. And if it's possible, after this operation, if we can just connect that new inverter, maybe slot 1, J1 or J2, the GFCI cable and also Nikon battery charger, that would be appreciated. Is that possible?
Copy the question, we're checking.
Thank you very much. And also, also have like another one actually nearby, so might be connected to that old inverter, not currently but long time ago. That is USB adapter, and also this is backlight USB power cable. This might be used for someone try to charge like iPad or something like that in that location. But we are not currently using this, so we may actually put it back to the original location.
Okay, copy all. Checking.
Sorry, about that. It was used for the work light in Cupra. So if we can keep this deployed, maybe we can use it as necessary, that would be also appreciated. Of course, after this BMT operation.
Yeah, understand all. Checking.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
And Kimya, yeah, for all of those items that you'd like to have deployed, we have no problem with that. They can stay in that area, and we can let you know when you're able to reconnect them to the AC inverter when we're done totally with the PMD operations for this NREL go-around.
Yeah, understand. Thank you very much for your kindness and understanding for our operations. So for tracking purpose, I just wrote everything, like serial numbers and what kind of stuff what is going to be connected to in that location, J1, J2, so by crew node.
Okay, that is perfect. And yeah, whenever Chris and Mike are done with ARED, if you're able to add in the serial number of the second GFCI, that would be super helpful.
Actually, we only found one GFCI cable. So we didn't have any like another GFCI cable not in use in Cupra.
Okay, we copy. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your support.
And this is Node 3 from the PMD.
Hello. We're ready to talk PMD.
Okay. We'll initiate power cycle. I'll report back with results.
Copy. We're ready when you are.
This is Node 3 PMD on Space to Ground 2.
Go ahead.
Power was turned off. 30 french fries were counted. Power's back on, and it looks like it's connected. And looks like it's in startup mode. So I think the power cycle was successful.
All right. Thank you so much. If you could just give it like a nice little pat on the head to say do your best, I think that we'll take the rest on the ground.
I will certainly do that. And I will also wish Sunny and team Godspeed. We can do it.
Thank you.
And Houston, while we have you, Zena right now is taking pictures. She'll download those ASAP for the stowage in Node 1 Deck 2 and Node 2 Deck 2. I think you'll be very happy with the pictures. They were worth waiting for.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you.
And in closing, I will be at the ARED for the next foreseeable future. So if there's any PMD actions, it'll be a great time, no problem, to stop in the middle and help if needed.
All right. We copy.